Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hey, everybody.
We're on this very long Avengers story arc, the eighth issue of the Kree-Skrull War, issue number 96. And if you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last seven episodes. I know I've seen this cover before. Like, this is, I'm going to say, an iconic cover.
The Vision just beating the face off of this.
Yep. I've seen it numerous times. But anyway, we get, or maybe it's just like homage covers to this cover. That might be more what I'm saying. But we get the Avengers going to Nick Fury, and they're like, all right, we need a
Hey, Nick, remember that cool ship you made? We're going to borrow it. And he's like, the keys are in it. I didn't see anything.
Because Nick Fury is a fucking badass.
Right.
So they're flying through space. They've got to go to the Andromeda system. We get some recaps of what's going on, so I'm not going to recap it. Just go listen to our last couple episodes.
And then we have this massive fleet of Skrull invaders, basically.
Yeah, it's like an armada.
Yes, and they're basically coming down to blast the shit out of Earth.
Well, they're not near Earth.
I guess that's true. That's where they're heading to, though.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where we don't want to give it to the Kree, so let's just blow it out of the sky.
Yeah, and then the Kree are on the same thing. They're like, well, we can't have the Skrull having it, so you know, if we can't have the sky, we're just going to...
But the Avengers are like, all right, let's click this button, fool them, and think that
there's a whole
mess of them.
Yeah. And
do you watch Mandalorian?
Yes.
Have you watched the newest one?
I have not watched the one for this week yet.
Okay. This is a minor spoiler. But by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like months ago. You can take it off. It's fine. There is a pirate crew that's attacking an Empire ship, and one of the Star Troopers, like, they're asked how many people are there, how many pirates are there, and we're like, we don't know. There's so many, like maybe like 10 or 15, and the one guy reading out is like, there's only four of them.
Is this going back to the only four stormtroopers?
No. No. But it's like the stormtroopers being taken out because they're Mandalorian being... you guys who've watched Mandalorian, you'll get it. It's a month old, but you'll get it. Month and a half old. Yeah. Anyway, so they are fooling the
Everybody
Skrulls.
Except for Mojo Jojo, who's like, somebody go in there and find out if they're...
Yeah. So the one guy's like, all right, sure. So they send one ship out.
We'll send my flagship out with me on board. I'm the leader of this thing, so I'm going to do it so I can prove to Mojo Jojo that I'm worth his time.
I also have a question. So the ship comes, and the Avengers are like, all right, well, they're sending this guy. Let's go take care of them. So there are four rocket ships or four little ships coming out of their ship, along with Iron Man in his suit. Okay, cool, fine. Until Thor is like, you know what? I don't need this ship. And he steps out.
To throw
meow meow. And then Vision apparently gets out of his ship too. So what's the point of having the four ships?
Because it looks cool behind Iron Man.
It does. I'm not going to lie. But they end up, Thor and Vision.
Well, even Captain America ends up wrecking his ship into the Kree ship and jumping out.
Well, yeah, but that's after it gets into the ship.
Yeah.
And it's in a pressurized
But he's still got the suit on.
Sure.
Which is funny as hell because it's just a helmet and he's got his normal suit on underneath it.
It's fine. Goliath's the same way. At least he stays in the ship.
Yeah, Goliath does stay in the ship.
He's smart. Because he knows if he goes out there, the rest of his body's dead. But yeah, Thor and Vision rip open the sides of the ship. And then that's where Cap comes crashing into it. And so we've got four of the five Avengers on the Kree ship, and they're attacking.
They're just beating the shit out of this thing, destroying it. And then the Skrull Emperor, the Skrull Emperor is like, hey, I've got your friends here, and we've got Marvel, and he's building this thing for us. And he's like, watch. He's like, why don't you guys go interrupt Marvel while he's doing his thing? And they're like, oh, it's almost like he's an image. And he's like, that's because I am. And he punches him in the back of the head.
Yep. Because it was all a fake out.
Yep. And then Wanda and Pietro get out of their little sleeping things by Marvel going, wake up.
Okay, cool. Open up the door.
Oh, I didn't know we could do that.
Let's see here. Yeah, so the one leader of, or the commander of the ship that the Avengers
Commandant,
thank you. He tries to go running away when Cap trips him up with his shield. And then Vision goes over there and he just starts beating the
shit out of him. Tell me where they are, motherfucker! And he's like, tell me where the woman I love is!
Uh-huh. Apparently, the Kree leader, can't remember his name now, doesn't really matter, he tells to go to Operation or Plan Delta. And apparently Plan Delta was one of the Kree ships is going to go by itself to go destroy Earth or destroy something. You know what? I think that the Armada was going to attack
the Kree.
The Kree.
Yeah.
This lone ship was going to go destroy Earth.
Yes.
That's okay. And so then Goliath is like, he gets told by Cap, like, go stop that ship at all cost. And he's like, okay, I guess I will. And so he gets onto the ship. And
well, his ship latches onto the ship, and then he busts holes through both their ships so he can get into their ship. Which is pretty impressive since he doesn't have his powers anymore.
Yeah, he's powerless now. He hasn't drank any serum in some time. He's literally just Clint Barton. No? Well, yeah, I guess he never gets rid of those skills. Although, allegedly, and I haven't read the Hawkeye series that came out about 5 years ago, apparently it alluded to him being like somewhat of a mutant. Like he's got some good like mutant, like latent mutant abilities to where it'll help him.
I mean, that makes sense if you think about the ultimate line.
Exactly.
You know, when he kills the guys with his fingernails.
Dude, that was amazing. Hurts the fucking knit fingers thinking about it, but I cannot wait till we get to the ultimate line. We'll get there.
I say we got some time.
We do. So yeah, this is, we're going to leave Goliath off here. We will not see him again for the rest of this story arc.
Issue, yeah. Or arc, yeah. Yeah.
And then we get to a flesh-colored Ronan now.
Right, he's got a green suit on now.
Yep, green suit, and he's white instead of being blue.
Yeah, which is weird.
So, whatever.
Yeah.
But he has got Rick Jones in front of him, and he's basically just, like, flaunting the fact that...
Oh, you little bitch. Yeah, and Rick Jones is like, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to take this stick, and I'm going to do nothing to you because you slagged it before it even touched you. And then, you know, Rick Jones gets janitored across the room.
Yep. I was trying to think of a good way to say it. And then Ronan's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to make you my slave. And as a slave, you get to watch as everything gets destroyed. How you like that, slave? Is that a good idea, slave?
Mike's like, I don't like that at all. And he goes right away and gets zapped.
Like, why would you run away, slave, huh? What are you doing, slave?
And he's like, you know, you disappoint me. Now I'm just going to have to lock you in the closet with this super brain thing and hope that you guys don't do anything bad together.
I mean, technically he doesn't. Because what ends up happening, yes, they are, the Intelligence Supreme is basically laying out the entire plan. Everything that's happened has been his doing. He is the one that...
having Rick Jones here.
Yes. He laid out every plan. He manipulated everybody in the last 8 issues.
Yeah, even like the H Hat
Craddock, Rick Jones having the Vision... the Super Skrull,
yep,
telling everything. Marvel where to go, the Skrulls going to Earth to wake up the other Skrulls, like the Kree that grabbed him in the Inhumans world. Like everything was Supreme Intelligence plan, and that was to bring Rick Jones to this point. And then he gets transported into the Negative Zone. One thing, did they show it up earlier? I don't think they did. So, yeah, no, they don't show it. Okay, it's not until the next issue. But we've got, at the very end of it all, Rick Jones gets transported into the Negative Zone.
And behind him, you can see Annihilus.
Well, not only that, but we got a vision of Mar-Vell, like, saying, "I'm sorry, Rick. Forgive me." And that's literally where we end. Rick Jones is now stuck in the Negazone with Nihilus, who he had so much trouble getting away from before. This could be great.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story arc.